a measure that would create several programs and offices to make low-income residents' water bills more affordable, is making its way through City Hall. Today, the Water Accountability and Equity Act made it out of the Taxation, Finance, and Economic Development Committee. WYPR's Emily Sullivan reports it passed without any last-minute amendments requested by the Department of Public Works.
Baltimore's water bills are rising faster than the national average. They grew by 127% from 2010 to 2018. And in July, water bills got a 10% bump. They're slated for two more 10% increases over the next 2 years. The UN says that families should spend no more than 3% of their income on water bills. And a recent NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund report found that a disproportionate amount of Black Baltimoreans pay more than that amount. Water justice advocates say this is unacceptable, but Baltimore's Department of Public Works says those increases are badly needed to help fund improvements throughout the city's aging water and sewer system. Today, DPW Director Rudy Chow argued before the council's taxation committee that the passage of the Water Accountability and Equity Act would mean he'd have to raise rates. DPW submitted 14 pages of amendments just ahead of the committee's hearing for the bill. The committee rejected the amendments and sent the bill to the full council. Councilwoman Sharon Green Middleton chairs the taxation committee. She says the amendments were simply submitted too late.
I wanted to bring it out of committee, and the committee members agreed that this would also add a push to the Department of Public Works. Look, we're to the wire now. The residents have been waiting. Everyone has been patient. And you keep dragging and dragging and dragging this along.
Middleton says the DPW will have to work with the city and water justice advocates to get their amendments approved before the bill debuts before the council. Rihanna Eckel, an organizer with Food and Water Watch, is one of those advocates.
Director Chow got up there and said he wants to work with advocates and, you know, he encourages us to come to the table, but we've been trying to come to the table with them for 3 years. And for them to drop these amendments minutes before the committee is meant to consider them is completely unacceptable.
Eckel says she's cautiously optimistic that the bill moving out of committee and heading to the council will force DPW to take it more seriously. Chow argues that DPW's existing financial assistance program, H2O Assists, provides relief for low-income Baltimoreans. It gives a 43% water and sewage bill discount to households whose income is near 1.5 times the federal poverty level. A financial analysis from City Council President Brandon Scott's office says the WAEA's discount program would save $19 million over the next 5 years compared to the H2O Assist program.
And the reason for this is that the Water for All discount program is offered in the Water Accountability and Equity Act. It matches the assistance to the need of the family. It's tiered assistance so that the less money a family is making, the less they're paying for their bill.
This way, Eckel says, everyone's specific financial needs are met. The bill will debut at a city council meeting on October 28th. If DPW wants to amend the bill before then, it'll have to work with the city and water advocates. I'm Emily Sullivan reporting for 88.1 WYPR.